This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
July 3rd today. That means tomorrow is July 4th, and that means fireworks. Amanda Linehan from the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee. You ready for tomorrow?
We are very ready for tomorrow. We're very excited.
And who'd you bring with you?
Today I brought Whitney Williams. She's my right-hand man with 4th of July Fireworks, my best friend right now. And we are here to talk about 4th of July.
So, how does the day shape up?
Yeah, so tomorrow, the Roseburg Hometown 4th of July Fireworks event starts at 2 o'clock. Admittance for parking is $10, pretty much for a carload of people. And at the gate, it's $10 for anyone 13 and older, and then 12 and under are free. And then 2 o'clock, we start with a car show. We're really excited because it's open to all years, makes, models, anything goes, which is fantastic. And we're really excited to have any car come out and celebrate the 4th with us.
So, Whitney, what's it been like to get ready for all this?
It does take a lot of work. We have to reach out and get to our community to get some funds, and we have to get along with, graffiti committee. We talked to them a little bit to see if they would work with us, which they are, which is very sweet. We just have to reach out to our community to receive funds so that we can put on a fireworks show for the community.
And, Amanda, the... I just totally lost my train of thought. So you talked about the car show, about it being all kinds of vehicles. So this is not just graffiti vehicles.
No, this is for any vehicle. It can be for a Honda that's souped up and the kid is excited about. It could be for a race car. It can be for a rat rod. It can be for anything, which we're really excited about. So that starts at 2 o'clock, and then we're going to have awards and prizes divvied out at 5 o'clock, presented by the Douglas County, Miss Douglas County, actually, herself. She's going to be coming out and helping us judge all that, and we're really excited to have her out there. And then that'll be followed by the Firecracker 50 happening at the Douglas County Dirt Track.
And I understand there's going to be some unique vehicles at this.
Yeah, so the Douglas County Dirt Track is going to be featuring their Firecracker 50 with super late models and dwarf cars, which is two totally separate different types of racing cars. One's super, super fast and a large vehicle, and the other ones are super, super fast and really tiny. So it's kind of a different grouping of cars coming together, but it should be a wonderful show and it should be full of action.
And then the fireworks.
Then the show comes. The real show. The thing everyone wants is the fireworks show. We're really excited to have a new fireworks display coming to you. It's a 15-minute long show that's choreographed to patriotic music. We're really excited about it. And this year's the first year that we're even using bigger fireworks shells that go higher up in the air. And they'll display a lot of different colors for our finale. And it's something new for us here in Douglas County. It's never been done. So we're really excited to be providing that this year.
All right. So that's all going to be going on tomorrow. So I suppose it's going to be a pretty quiet day for you.
Yeah, we're not expecting anything crazy. We're expecting it to be a pretty lull day. No, not at all. We're expecting it to be full of fun. We are so excited to see our community come out and get together to celebrate the 4th of July and celebrate our freedoms. And we're excited to be able to do it in a new fashion than we've ever done before.
All right. It's all happening tomorrow night. And again, parking $10, right?
Yeah, parking is $10. And then admittance at the gate is $10 for 13 and older. And then 12 and under is free. And again, we just want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our groups that come together. Roseburg Honda, Cow Creek Band of Tribe of Indians, First Community Credit Union, Douglas County, IPA, Adcox Heating, Sherm's Thunderbird, Roseburg Disposal, Convey, Umpqua Dairy, Lone Rock, Swanson Group, Lithia, Jiffy Lube. We could go on and on and on. But all these groups, without them, we would not be able to supply this for the community. And we thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
All right, perfect. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. 8:35 at the morning report.